The panelists, from academia to business, agree there's waste and confusion among the six agencies now. Center for American Progress fellows Jatinder Kohli has researched the dysfunction.
Implementation of policies to safeguard the future prosperity of this nation or competitiveness are enormously fragmented compared to any other country you can think of. It is hard to think of another industrialized nation which has so many agencies with their fingers in the pie of trying to make their country successful for the long term.
The way he describes it, each agency is pointing to another one, saying they're the ones responsible for the country's economic policy as a whole, not us. John Murphy is Vice President of International Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he agrees there's room for improvement.
There certainly is duplication among some of the activities of these different agencies, particularly on the trade promotion side of the equation, as opposed to trade liberalization. This is a question that's worth close examination, and if the finding is positive, a plan should be developed. But to date, we don't even see what this plan would be.
The White House last week sent a letter to Congress formally asking for the authority to consolidate and reorganize federal agencies. It says that creating a single agency to help businesses, particularly smaller ones, succeed would be the president's first task. But the Chamber of Commerce is wary. It singles out the potential merger of the U.S. Trade Representative with the other agencies as the most damaging thing about the idea.
When the administration comes along and says, well, we would like to move USTR and subsume it under these trade promotion functions, that means that the trade liberalizing function, which the business community regards as very important, where we have a lot of priorities that we'd like to talk about, is not going to be well served.
So if this White House plan isn't the solution to businesses' trade problems, what is? Murphy says the agencies can do a lot better now.
Additional resources would be a good beginning. In addition to that, the longstanding practice of seconding staff from other agencies to USTR maybe should be used more aggressively as needed. In fact, though, it's not reorganization per se that's needed, but a rethink of the interagency process. We need to examine how best to coordinate international economic policy across agencies.
Providing more resources and staff may seem like a more palatable solution than uprooting and mixing six agencies, but Kohli says it's not a very practical one.
Didn't you get the memo? There actually isn't that much money flowing around. It's very easy to argue for small amounts of additional money in every corner of government. It's very hard to make the big decisions on how you actually make government work better for the long term. But I kind of feel that burning platform, if it hasn't burned yet, it's sort of burning away. And someone needs to jump soon.
And Kohli knows from experience. During Gordon Brown's administration in Britain, he oversaw a small but powerful regulatory agency, a boutique of sorts, that is, until it became part of a bigger agency focused on competitiveness.
This was not an easy thing for us to do, but actually having somewhere in the British government responsible for competitiveness, and people could bang their hands on the cabinet table and say, this is really important to us and this is the right way to make policy, actually that mattered.
He says productivity rose slightly after the merger and poured a few billion pounds into the British economy. But that sort of thing is unlikely to happen here, at least for a while. Lawmakers are reluctant to deal with such a thorny issue during an election year. Harvard Kennedy School lecturer Craig Van Grasstick says that's okay. The who and what are more important than the where.
What's much more important than how we organize the boxes, people should be good. We should have good people running agencies. I think they also have to be empowered. Unless and until USTR in any guise and in any organization has in hand fast-track negotiating authority, a lot of what we're talking about here is spinning our wheels.
That authority expired in 2007. Obama comes from a manufacturing state where many view trade agreements with skepticism. When he ran for president, he promised not to seek renewal of the fast-track trade negotiating process. So far, he's kept his word. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.